Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
A key conversation we're going to have now that influences and impacts people like myself, Kaya959, and so many other players in the media fraternity is an understanding on how new publishers are looking to strengthen their digital capacity, diversify revenue streams, and future-proof operations. To tell us more about this, we joined by the head of Digital News Transformation Fund, Leanne Kuntz, to help us just get a better understanding of the shifts that are happening within the media space, largely when it comes to digital news. Leanne, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Google. It's a pleasure to be here.
100%. Leanne, I guess first things first, right? Maybe for many of us, we see it and we experience it, but in South Africa, we've witnessed a large number of closures of press publishers. Magazines have closed down. Several newspapers also have closed their doors. And the large focus has really been driven towards digital content, where you and I can open our phones, switch on an app, log onto a website, read and consume news. Talk to us about, you know, the role you serve as head of the Digital News Transformation Fund and what that entails and how it actually speaks to the changing landscape in South Africa.
Sure, yes. As the head of the fund, I essentially manage the day-to-day operations of the fund. And essentially what we're trying to do is, as exactly as you say, to strengthen the digital foundations of the small to medium-sized publishing industry in South Africa. It's really is an industry that's been decimated, as you say, by shifting consumer behavior in terms of digital disruption. COVID-19 really didn't do anybody any good in that area as well. So what we're trying to do is to fund the digital transformation and the long-term sustainability of these independent publishers in South Africa. So my role is essentially to oversee the day-to-day operations of the fund. We have essentially a three-tiered leadership structure within the fund. So that's myself, and then we have a board which oversees strategic and financial oversight of the fund, and we also have an independent adjudication committee that makes funding decisions and decides who gets the grants. So we have a really solid leadership structure which governs the fund to ensure that it's transparent and fair and the integrity is of the highest order. So yeah, I think it's a really, really important fund, and it's a major investment in community-rooted journalism, particularly for news outlets that serve local and regional audiences in all of the South African languages. So it's a really exciting project that I think it could really have a massive impact for South African media.
Definitely. Very important, especially when it comes to local news content for communities. 114 million rand has been established for this fund. Maybe help us understand where the money comes from, how it will be used, and of course impacting how these media platforms do operate.
Absolutely. So this fund was established as a partnership between Google and the Association of Independent Publishers. So Google is the funder, so they've put up that 114 million rand over a three-year period. And they partnered up with the Association of Independent Publishers on behalf of independent media in South Africa. So I think it's important to note that Google, in the first place, is the funder. That's it. That's their role in this equation. They don't have any decision-making in terms of who gets funding, an editorial decision-making, nothing, none of the day-to-day operations of the fund at all. They are literally just the funder. And then the Association of Independent Publishers is acting on behalf of the industry as a whole. That money that we've got is going to be split over a three-year period, and we'll have two funding calls per year. And we're looking to fund three separate tiers of projects. So it's important to note as well that this is project-based funding, and we split them across three different tiers. So essentially, we want to meet publishers where they're at in terms of their development. So if we're finding people that are applying for funding who have very little digital footprint, so maybe not a working website, no digital products whatsoever, we'll fund them a certain amount and they'll fall into a specific tier, which we're calling the build tier. So there we're looking for things like content management systems, audiovisual equipment, etc. We fund people according to tiers and depending on where they're at in their development. And we have different levels of the amount of money that we can give to those publishers in those different tiers. So for instance, we give up to 380,000 rand per project per year in the build phase. Then in the grow phase, we go up to 950,000 per year. And then in the highest tier, where we've got established publishers that have got a full suite of digital products and are looking to experiment perhaps with sector-wide innovations or new business models, those we're looking to fund up to 1.9 million rand per project per year. It's important to note here as well that this isn't a it isn't necessarily that you're going to get that amount of money. That's the cap per project per year. So yeah, a really nice amount of money that we're looking to really make a big impact in this industry.
This is huge, Leanne. And in a world where we're actually seeing dwindling support for media, let alone new media entities, if you think about, you know, the private sector exits, you know, closure of certain media houses, even in the US, lack of public support and funding that's going to them, this really does position new players within the news and media fraternity to, I guess, become businesses and businesses that thrive. And maybe let's focus on that, but also most importantly, the sustainability aspect of it, right? How will this be supported and driven through the News Transformation Fund?
That's exactly it. I think that you've touched on a really key point here. For us, the sustainability element is absolutely key. We're looking to shift focus here from like a short-term crisis response, which I think is where a lot of people in the industry find themselves at the moment, sort of living month-to-month, hand-to-mouth type environments they're operating in at the moment. So we're looking to shift away from that sort of short-term crisis response into a long-term digital readiness and resilience and a sustainable model. So essentially what we're doing is we're not just giving funding. Yes. As much as the funding is absolutely needed and necessary, we're coupling that with a really extensive capacity building and training regimen. So each grantee will go through a specific set of training and capacity building, and that is per tier. So it's modified to like I say, where the development stage that you're at. So in the build tier, you'll get a certain set of training, and it'll be a 6-month long training process that we'll go through. So it's extensive, it's comprehensive, and it touches on all the basic things that we assume that you'll need in that level. So I think that's key. To say that we're giving you the funding, but alongside that, there's training, there's mentorship. We've got a peer learning and exchange network where people can collaborate, exchange ideas, share documentation, share resources, etc. So I think it's a supportive relationship and a community that we're trying to build alongside giving people this very necessary funding.
You're giving me ideas, Leanne. You're giving me ideas together with a few of my colleagues. So talk us through the metrics. Who can qualify? What do they need to do to apply? And essentially, you know, who can actively participate and put their hands up?
So eligible applicants for us are local and independent news publishers in South Africa. Mm-hmm. We also will accept industry bodies, associations, or maybe support in organizations that are serving the local media ecosystem, and even collectives or consortiums that are proposing industry-wide projects. So lots of eligibility there. The things that we can't apply for, or people who can't apply, are news aggregators, general interest magazines, political parties, political campaigns, projects with the political propaganda we won't look to support. Absolutely, you need to be registered. You need to be a member of the Press Council in good standing. So projects need to be implemented inside South Africa, or they need to benefit South African audiences. So we do have eligibility criteria and, you know, do's and don'ts. All of that information is available on our website. So if you go to dntfund.org.za, we've got a whole FAQ section there that tells you what the fund is, who it supports, who can apply, who can't apply, applications, etc. It's all on there. But yeah, in a nutshell, as I say, it's local publishers, independent news publishers, industry bodies or collectives who are compliant.
100%. Leanne, this is phenomenal. And again, where do they, I guess, get details to? As you mentioned, we spoke about who can apply, but where do they apply?
So on our website is the application portal. That's the only place that you can go to apply. So again, dntfund.org.za. You'll see there's apply buttons all over the place. The fund just opened on Monday. We have a two-phase application process. So at the moment, we're in phase one, which is open for 3 weeks. So up until the 14th of September, phase one applications are open. And essentially in phase one, what we're looking for is sort of a high-level overview of your project. So again, this is project-based funding. So we're looking for projects with timelines and milestones and objectives and a budget, etc. So if you go to the website, you click apply, you'll go through to our application portal, and there's a step-by-step process on how to apply. So there's an application guide, you'll see the application form, both of those are on the website as well, so you can go through them beforehand, and we guide you through that whole process. Essentially what we're looking for in this first phase is an overview of your project, so what your project is, who you aim to serve, what you aim to achieve, what's going to change as a result of this project, and then a budget linked to that. So what are the resources that you'll need to support this project? We will then assess those, and we use a scoring matrix. And again, like I mentioned, we've got an independent adjudication panel that is going to be assessing the applications. They will then score those applications, and based on those phase one applicants, we'll then put people through to phase two, where we'll then ask for more in-depth information. So we'll ask for your press council membership proof, we'll ask for your legal documentation, or your government, your governance documentation, etc. And then, of course, a full project plan with a more detailed budget comes in phase two. So, yeah, everything's on our website, dntfund.org.za. You can apply, see all the information on there. So that's your information hub for this fund.
Such an informative conversation, and a critical one, right? Helping to contribute to jobs, economic development, and, of course, ongoing growth in independent newsrooms in South Africa. Leanne, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Gugu. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Leanne Kunz is the head of the Digital News Transformation Fund. In other words, ongoing support and an application window that is open to small, medium and community-based independent news publishers to apply for funding. But beyond that, it's not just about the money. It's about the support, the ecosystem, and the opportunity to grow your media entity sustainably.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.